Welcome and Saba blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over the radio and also over the phone and later on the recording, Saba blessing everyone on this beautiful Sabbath, April 20th, 2019. This is our lesson 276, a new chapter, chapter 60, entitled The Law of the New Kingdom. Our opening song is a scripture song to our theme of this new chapter. It's taken from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verses 26 through 28, with margin on verse 38. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments, and do them, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God, and they shall know that I am the Lord. If anyone of the dear family that are joining us, if you like to have the opportunity to open with prayer, Mommy, so Daddy, so little one, may you unmute your mic.
We can kneel and bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for in the spirit to have this blessed day. We thank you for in the spirit to wake us up this morning. We thank you for in the spirit to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our oppressed like spirits. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong your sight without even knowing. I pray that you may be with us wherever we go, whatever we do. Let us be able to avoid temptations that the enemy is against us. Let us be able to keep on choosing to worship thee and follow thee, even if there are difficult times that we may have. And pray that you may be able to help us even accomplish some of the things that we may be working on or working with. And we pray also that you may be able to protect us from all of the troubles that may come ahead of us. We thank you for letting us be able to reach each today for the chat room and all to the chat room, and also let us be able to keep on and giving praises unto thee, even if we have other feelings other than being joyful. Let us be able to keep on helping one another, love one another, helping many of these people know who you are. Who are, that they can be able to choose to follow thee instead of their own ways. Let us be able to also feel, safe if known that you are always, he's protecting us, always watching over us so we are never alone. Let us be able to always, keep on being completely safe and safe and sound. I also pray that you may help if any of us may be sick or under the weather or injured or anything like that. Also comfort us if we ever feel any other feelings, like if we're sad, angry, or even afraid. And pray that we may avoid all the temptations that the devil may use against us. And be with us as we keep on reading many of the lessons concerning thee, and always keep on cherishing them and using them when we're outside. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to being thine, you promise us. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's morning. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our opening scripture to our study is taken from the book of John, chapter 11, verse 55, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And the Jews' Passover was nigh at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves." This Sabbath boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and all our guests, We'll begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled The Law of the New Kingdom in our storybook Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Mark chapter 10, verse 32. And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12, and began to tell them what things should happen unto him. Mark chapter 10, verse 33, saying, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And continuing, Mark chapter 10, verse 34, And they shall mock him and shall scourge him and shall spit upon him and shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again. Amen.
Of Mark 10:35, And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. Mark 10:36, He said unto them, What would ye that I should do for you? Amen.
Mark 10:37, They say unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit one on the right hand and the other on thy left hand in thy glory.
Mark chapter 10, verse 38. But Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I was baptized with? I'm sorry, I can't see if there's more to that. I'm not able to see the bottom of the scripture, so I'm sorry if there's more beyond the question mark.
No, dear Sister Cece, there is, you finished the whole verse. It ended with and a question mark. So today we will cover pages 547 through 548. We want to apologize for the open mic, dear ones. We are resuming our study. We are in Desire of Ages, pages 547. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, unmute your mic.
Salve, everyone. Desire of Ages 547. The time of the Passover was drawing near, and again Jesus turned towards the Jerusalem, and his heart was peace, a perfect oneness with the Father will. And with the eager step, he pressed on towards the place of sacrifice. But a sense of mystery, of doubt and fear fell upon the disciple. The Savior went before them, and they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid. Desire Ages 547, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies or daddies, or even our guests. What was in the heart of Jesus while he turned towards Jerusalem as the Passover was drawing near? And what fell upon the disciple over the same scene? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, unmute your mic.
The answer is, in his heart was the peace of perfect oneness with the Father's will. And with eager steps, he pressed on toward the place of sacrifice, and a sense of mystery, doubt, and fear.
Amen. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee.
this scripture song was taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Promises. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in Desire of Ages, page 547. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Again, Christ called the 12 about him, and with greater definiteness than ever before, he opened to them his betrayal and sufferings. Behold, he said, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted on. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death. And the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them. Neither knew they the things which were spoken. Desire of Ages 517, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, even our guests, little ones. Did the disciple understand what Christ shared with them? And were these things hid or known to them? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, unmute your mic.
They understood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them. Neither knew they the things which were spoken.
Desire of Ages, page 547. Had they not just before proclaimed everywhere, the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Had not Christ himself promised that many should sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of God? Had he not promised to all who had left off for his sake a hundredfold in this life and a part in his kingdom? Had he not given to the 12 the special promise of positions of high honor in his kingdom to sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel? And on the top slide, on the top slide under the hand, it says, above the hand, it says, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Next slide, please. Even now he had said that all things written in the prophets concerning him should be fulfilled. And had not the prophets foretold the glory of the Messiah's reign? In the light of these thoughts, his words in regard to betrayal, persecution, and death seemed vague and shadowy. Whatever difficulties might intervene, they believed that the kingdom was soon to be established. Desire of Ages, page 547, paragraph 3.
Amen.
Amen. Good job. Question, boys and girls, how many promises did the disciples hear Jesus proclaiming everywhere? And what did they seem his word to be in the light of these thoughts, and as well as believe about the kingdom? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
As many that were written in the prophets concerning him that should be fulfilled in his regard to the betrayal, persecution, and death, they seemed and shady to them whatever difficulties might intervene, they believe that the kingdom has soon been to be into it.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. This one is taken from the book 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 4, from
Thank you.
Amen. The scripture song was taken from the Desire of All Nations, CD, Volume 3, and the section Memory Verses. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in Desire of Ages, page 548. Any one of the dear family would like to take paragraph? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 548. John, the son of Zebedee, had been one of the first two disciples who had followed Jesus. He and his brother James had been among the first group who had left off for his service. Gladly, they had forsaken home and friends that they might be with him. They had walked and talked with him. They had been with him in the privacy of the home and the public assemblies. Next slide, please. Continuing. He had quieted their fears, delivered them from danger, relieved their sufferings, comforted their griefs, and with patience and tenderness had taught them till their hearts seemed linked with his. And in the ardor of their love, they longed to be nearest to him in his kingdom. At every possible opportunity, John took his place next to the Savior, and James longed to be honored with him as close connection with him. What does ardor mean?
Desire, an intense desire, a burning desire. That comes kind of with the word arder in Spanish, which means to burn.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother Dick. Question, boys and girls, dear family, whom were the first two disciples who had followed Jesus, and what did they do? And what did Jesus do for them? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
John, the son of Zebedee, and his brother James had been among the first group who had left all for his service. He had quieted their fears, delivered them from danger, relieved their sufferings, comforted their grief, and with patience and tenderness had taught them till their hearts seemed linked with his.
Amen. Good job, everyone. We are in Desire Ages, page 548. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones?
Desire of Ages, page 548. The mother was a follower of Christ and had ministered to him freely of their substance. With a mother's love and ambition for her son, she coveted for them the most honored place in the new kingdom. For this, she encouraged them to make requests. Desire of Ages, page 548, paragraph 2. Together the mother and her son came to Jesus, asking that he would grant a petition on which their hearts were to set. Desire of Ages, page 548, paragraph 3.
What would ye do I should do for you? He questioned. The mother answered, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left in thine kingdom.
Amen. Good job. Question, dear family, boys and girls. What did John and James' mother do for Christ? And what did Jesus ask of her petition, and what was her answer? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic?
The answer is their mother was a follower of Christ and administered to him freely of her substance. And what will ye do that I should do? What will ye that I should do for you? She answered, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left, in thy kingdom.
Continuing, Jesus bears tenderly with them, not rebuking their selfishness and seeking preference above their brethren. He reads their hearts. He knows the depth of their attachment to him. Their love is not a mere human affection. Though defiled by the earthliness of its human channel, it is an outflowing from the fountain of his own redeeming love. He will not rebuke, but deepenly he would not rebuke, but deepen and purify. Next slide, please. He said, "Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of?" They recalled his mysterious words, pointing to the trial and suffering, yet answering confidently, "We are able." They would count it highest honor to prove their loyalty by sharing all that it is to befall their Lord. Desire of Ages, page 548, paragraph 6. Amen.
Evening. Question, boys and girls, mommies, daddies, even our guests. How did Jesus bear with them? And what did the disciple answer confidently, pointing to the trials and suffering as they recall his mysterious words? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is Jesus bears tenderly with them, not rebuking their selfishness and seeking preference above their brethren. He reads their hearts. He knows the depth of their attachment to him. And we are able, they would count its highest honor to prove their loyalty by sharing all that is to befall their Lord.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8, verses 35. 37 through 39 from the King James Version.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress? Or persecution, or nakedness, may you know these things. In the world that conquered the grace, may the Lord and the Lord in that God. For I am the slave, in the truth of life, for angels of the principality, for powers of the dead, in the super, for kind of the devil and the elder. Shall we and all separate us from the love of God? Creatures in Christ takes us the Lord. From the end of life, we're
Amen. This beautiful scripture song was taken also from Scripture Song Singers in the section God's Love. Well, dear one, this is the ending of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And now we ask all those precious little souls come very near because it's story time. And our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate it.
To enjoy perfect love is the theme of our story this morning, April 20, 2019. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth not, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. 1 John 4:18. This is an important statement, for there are many who desire to love and serve God, and yet when affliction, trials or troubles, comes upon them, they do not discern, understand, or see the love of God in it, but the hand of the enemy. They mourn and murmur or grumble and complain, but this is not the fruit of the love of God in the soul. If we have perfect love, we shall know that God is not seeking or trying to injure us, but that in the midst of trials and griefs and pains, He is seeking or trying to make us perfect and to test the quality of our faith. Do we have a little bit of faith or do we have a lot of faith? When we cease to worry or stop worrying about the future and begin to believe that God loves us and means to do us good, we shall trust Him as a child trusts a loving parent. Then our troubles and torments or trials will disappear and our will be swallowed up in the will of God. Our will is our desires and God's will is His desires. Through an abiding Christ, that is Christ living in your heart, you will become Christ-like, just like Jesus. In character. The Lord desires you to stand by His side as a kind, patient, humble son of God. The Lord designs or plans that the laborers in His service shall represent His love. Our relations with one another, that's the way we get along with each other, should be pleasant. When we do it right, the testimony of our own spirit, that is what we say to God, and the testimony of the Spirit of God, that is what the Holy Spirit says about us, bear witness that the human mind is under the control of the divine mind. His word furnishes or gives evidence from which we may draw the conclusion, or know, that we are indeed His sons and daughters. The love of God carries with it true, true reverential trust. I can't even read that word myself. Reverential means respectful trust. You show reverence to God. You show respect to people. And he who loves God will love his brother also. Now abideth faith, hope, and charity. Charity is love. These three. Faith, which takes hold of omnipotence or believes God and refuses to be baffled, discouraged, or puzzled. Hope which turns the future triumphs of the good and the true into pleasant encouragement and joy and love, which consecrates or dedicates all to God and for God. Sons and Daughters of God, page 193. Our memory verse again. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love. 1 John 4:18. If we have love in our hearts, we won't be afraid. Now look at that. Sessler hung up just at the right time. Thank you for listening.
Amen. So true, dear Father. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So next week we will be reviewing part one of our lesson, The Law of the New Kingdom. If any one of the little ones, mummies or daddies, would like their ones to be able to close with prayer. Remember, if you have any question, anything you would like to share with the dear family for next Sabbath, you could send it on Thursday, the latest on Friday, before this upcoming Sabbath day ones. Any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or our guests, would like to close with prayer. May you unmute your mic.
If we call Neil and bow our heads once again. Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed study. We pray that we may be able to keep on cherishing all the lessons that we've learned today and the lessons that we'll keep on learning as we keep on reading. Let us be able to keep on being reverent and also to keep on being every other character trait that is more of thee and less of the world. Let us be able to also keep on choosing to follow thee above everything else. Let us be able to also be grateful for everything you taught us and everything you've given us. Let us always keep on thinking of others before we think of ourselves, and also go to keep on choosing the right path. Let us avoid any cases that the devil may throw at us or give us trouble with. We pray that you may also be with us in all the places that we go, or whether it be recreation, and also let us be able to always be supportive to any person who may need our help, and also let us be able to always please keep on giving praises unto thee in all the things that we do, whether it be work or a difficult task or whatever the case may be. We love you, Lord God. Look forward to being led in your promises. Once again, this is my prayer, Jesus Christ, for me. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Well, dear ones, next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue with our part 2 review of chapter 60, the law of the new kingdom. And that will be held up April 27, 2019. We hope and pray that everyone will bless their ones, and you have a whole week to be able to review. If there's any questions, any poem, or any songs that you would like to share with the dear family, we are welcoming anyone to be able to participate and even share their thoughts according to the lessons or any other question that they may have for next week. So have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, dear ones. And may God bless you.